Welcome to Bold in Business, where strategy meets personal development and emotional mastery. I'm your host, Claudia Manjak, a multi-passionate entrepreneur, qualified coach, a mom, and an advocate for breaking the rules and doing things your way. Each week, we'll dive into unfiltered conversations on the topics that matter most to female entrepreneurs, including mindset, leadership, marketing, and more. If you're ready for inspiration, insights, and actionable takeaways for your life and business your way, let's get started. Hello, friend, and welcome to another episode. Guess what? It's Sunday night again, and I'm on my trusty black and white armchair again. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to my Instagram. You'll find at least one story or one reel where I have this basically like super cute black and white, I think it's called houndstooth kind of pattern, and I just love it. And I realized that I really enjoy recording podcasts on Sunday evening, and that is because I feel always in a very reflective mood, and I really feel like sharing and opening up. And my podcast is honestly where I get to be fully myself. Not that I don't get to be fully myself everywhere else, but it's the space where there's no limit. For example, when it comes to Instagram stories or reels or TikToks, not that I am on TikTok, it's actually in the plan by the end of the year, once we moved house. But I get to just like chat for as long as I feel like. And if you work with me in any capacity, you know that I love a good chat. So at the moment, I feel very much in a reflective state because there's a lot to reflect on. I recently just celebrated 4 years in business. I also recently changed back to selling from Claudia Manjak, selling as a personal brand, the business being me, while still keeping my other Instagram account as the podcast account and also just another place for my brand. So that was really big. And also, obviously, on a personal level, the biggest thing is that we are about to uproot our entire family and move to Italy in 33 days, and technically almost 32 days. I have a thing on my computer right now, which is insanity, to be honest. And I'm just reflecting on a lot. And when it comes to the business, now that it's been 4 years of this business, and I had another business before, a completely different in the e-commerce space, in the beauty industry, I just really want to share with you five things. You could say it's almost six. It's like five and a half, because one of them is related to one of the other points. Five things that, how to say it? I don't want to call it a regret. I don't want to call it a mistake, but it's kind of both. They're basically things that I wish I hadn't done, or I wish I had done things differently, you know, around, or things that I wish someone had told me. And this is, by the way, where there is so much power in mentorship, because there will be someone who either has made specific mistakes and they can help make sure that you don't make the same mistakes, or they've worked with other people who have made those mistakes or who have fallen in these traps specifically, and so on. And I want to make this clear. I don't regret that I've done those things, because if I'm a strong believer that everything happens for a reason, and I always think that I wouldn't be who I am today and where I am today if I hadn't done things exactly the way I had. You know, like the butterfly effect, that like if a butterfly like flaps his wings in like slightly differently, everything would have been different. It's that kind of thing. Like, I just simply want to share these things because I feel like they're kind of universal things that I know are not just a me thing. And I'm hoping that you walk away with at least a couple of things where you're just like, oh yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that. Or maybe I want to reflect on that. That's the point of the day. So without further ado, let's get into things. You know, I like to get straight to the point. The first thing that I want to share, and they're not in any specific order, they were literally just the way they came to me. This is actually something that I was reflecting on. I did like a big journaling session after I celebrated 4 years in business and started thinking, okay, like what are like some of the lessons that I'm pulling from these years? Like, I'm really trying to document as much as possible. And a big thing for me is the fact that I wish I had had a slightly different business model where I didn't focus so much on launches. Launches have been a huge part of my business, specifically just as 2019 ended, 2020, 2021, about 2.5 years of just a lot of launches. There were some times when I literally probably launched like 9 times a year, maybe even 10 times a year. Like, I was launching back to back to back to back to back. And don't get me wrong, I actually do enjoy launches, and I believe in the power of launching. It can create so much awareness. It's just great all around, honestly. It creates a lot of visibility, obviously a lot of cash, like all the good stuff. But the reality is that if you focus only on launches, then you always need to be launching to be making money. And I don't know about you, but for me, I just don't want to always have to do that. I started getting to a point at which I felt like I was always in launch mode. And I believe in selling in a much more chilled way these days. I believe a lot in selling through magnetism, selling through your content, selling through attraction marketing, selling through building trust in time. While with a launch, it's a very different mindset. It's very much like a project that has an end date. And for me personally, I really started changing my mind on this. And the evergreen, basically, evergreen, if you don't know what that is, basically evergreen is when the doors are always open to something. So for example, for a lot of people, their one-to-one is evergreen, unless they're booked out and they literally don't have capacity. Their one-to-one is always enrolling. Well, a launch is something that, you know, has a finite date, like, you know, there's this course and on the 5th of December, I'm closing the doors and that's it. No one can buy it after that. But I found that with that in mind, I felt like I was leaving a lot of money on the table because I was forcing people to sign up by X date. And I just didn't like that anymore because I know myself that I don't like being sold to that way. Yes, I will buy sometimes when I get FOMO, because let's be honest, we all do, of like, oh my God, like this thing is not going to be available anymore. But it just didn't feel aligned to put so much pressure on my people. And I genuinely trust that you, my people, will come in when the time is right for you. And I started really aligning my business model to that. But I wish I had done that earlier. And that's not to say that I don't wish I had done any launches, or I'm not saying that I'm not going to be doing any more launches, but I wish I had added an evergreen element. And you'll see there's a theme to the things that I wish I'd done differently. But this is a big one where I really feel like I relied so heavily on launches. And that also means a lot of very intense things, you know, live events, lots of promo of that, face to camera, which is not something that I want. I don't really have time for that, to be honest, so much these days. It's just not, it doesn't feel right to me right now. And like I said, that time pressure just wasn't good for me and my nervous system for a long time. But I did it because I felt like that was the way, you know? So that is number one. And it's funny that I just finished by saying like that was the way, because number two is the fact that I wish I hadn't put myself in a box of how things, I'm using air quotes here, should look like. And that means that I felt at times in my business very heavily influenced by what I saw other people do, by what I saw other people, how I saw other people succeed. And also, I really thought that things had to look a certain way to be getting certain results. So for example, I felt like, you know, at one point I fell into a trap of using similar language to what other business coaches or mentors were using. I thought that my group programs had to be 3 months because everyone was selling like 3 months program, as if, and just a side note here, like the whole point is that you stand out by being different. So I don't know what the hell I was thinking, putting myself in a box of doing what everyone else was doing. The only caveat that I'll say to this is that it's good to have familiarity. So for example, if your ideal client is used to 90 days programs to be getting results around X topic, they might be a little bit reluctant to go on a 2-year program all of a sudden. You see what I mean? If it's a very extreme thing. So familiarity is important, but also standing out is very important as well. Another thing was, for a long time, I did rely on my one-to-one as my main source of income. It's like, you know, that typical, like, always, like, the highest level, the highest ticket. This is the thing that brings in a lot of money. Like, I kind of wish that I had been bolder from the beginning and I had just run my way the way I wanted it to. Because when I look back, and this is insane for me, about a year ago, I watched back, I randomly came across a mentoring call that I did with my first ever mentor in February. No, I'm lying. May 2020. And the vision that I gave her in May 2020 is the same vision that more or less I have right now. But I hadn't taken any action on it. Like, I talked about the same shit, like saying like, oh, I really want to work on this. I would really like to have this kind of thing and this kind of thing. And then I proceeded to not follow through with that. Which is ridiculous, and I'm just being super, super real with you here. It's just because a lot of times I just got caught up in other stuff and in the stuff that I thought I had to do. And here's kind of like the side note. I told you it was going to be 5.5. This is the half. The side note from the whole like putting myself in a box thing is that a lot of times I lost myself in my own success. In the sense of, once I hit a certain point in my business where after a few months of hitting consistent 10 to 15K cash months, I started changing shit. I felt like I had to professionalize things. So I started going cray-cray. I changed my content strategy. I changed how I did things. I hired a big team. I started like obsessing over like how things looked and like thinking that everything had to be perfect and having this like perfect customer journey, this perfect product suite. Like I basically, what I did is that I, again, tried to fit my business in a box of what it looks like to go to like 30 to 50K months. And I thought, ooh, this is it. This is how it should look like. You need to have this kind of VA, this kind of, you know, XYZ manager, this kind of thing. Like I shouldn't be doing this thing, even though those were things that I was enjoying. So I just want to say to you that it's so important to stick to the thing that one, you enjoy doing, because that's the thing you're actually gonna be able to sustain long term. And also stick to the thing that works for you. Like if something works for you, like, don't change it. If it ain't broke, don't change it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the saying, right? Like, I really wish that I had listened to that when it comes to business. And you'll see, actually, my last point is kind of related to this. Like, it's very easy to just want to change things because you think that that's what's going to lock something else. But a lot of times, it's not about going wider. It's about going a lot deeper. And actually, when people come to me and they work with me, whether that is, you know, Embedded Sales Academy, which, by the way, is enrolling at the moment, when this is going out, you have, I believe, 2 or 3 days to get the special pre-sale price and bonuses and everything. But other than that, I'm sure there'll be something special, so you make sure that you check out the show notes. When people come to work with me, they always think that they have to like change everything from scratch, like start basically fresh, because there's this feeling that when you start fresh, things are going to be better. But the reality is that you probably have something that's already good. You just need tweaking. You don't need to change everything. And again, my role as your mentor, as an educator, is to show you the way that works for you long term. So just that was kind of like the point two and a half. Just make sure that you're sticking to what works for you, and don't get lost in other stuff just because other people are doing it. Okay. Then we have number three. And this is one that I know I'm not going to be alone in, because I have spoken to so many entrepreneurs at so many levels, from people like making, no, just more or less starting out, like making 2K to 4K to 5K, to people making like 30 to 50K months. And that is, I wish that I hadn't just focused so much on Instagram for a lot of different reasons. First of all, I've never seen myself as this like Instagram business person. Like I have had a business before. I actually, funny enough, when I started my business first, I was doing a lot on LinkedIn, and I actually had quite a few clients from the corporate world. I'm talking the startup tech world, because that was my background right before I started the coaching business. And Instagram wasn't going to be like my big thing. Instagram, however, has always been my personal love. Like I've been on Instagram since 2011 or 2012, posting a lot. Like I was using it very, very heavily, and I just wanted to use Instagram because I loved expressing myself there. But I found that as time passed and I started getting some traction on Instagram, I dropped the LinkedIn and I basically just stopped repurposing. I stopped branching out. There's so much that I could have done in the past. Things that I'm doing at the moment, slowly but surely, because I'm not in a rush. But I'm just thinking, if I could have even just forget about creating like content from scratch, if I could have just done the basic thing of, you know, repurposing the reels that I started doing, late 2020, to YouTube Shorts, to Pinterest, to TikTok, like grabbing pieces of my podcast and putting them, you know, over like B-roll video and things like that, things could have looked quite different. And again, this is not a regret. This is just the kind of reflection that I actually love getting, because it's giving me a hint as to what I want for the business, what I want for my marketing strategy. And my plan has always been to be fairly omnichannel. Omnichannel marketing means being in different places, or, you know, quote unquote, omni is all about being everywhere. I don't want to be everywhere, but I do want to go a lot deeper than just Instagram, because I am not a believer in putting all your eggs in one basket, especially when it comes to social media, because you don't own it. This is why building an email list has been a big thing for me. And I'm so grateful that I have, because it's probably top three best decisions that I've ever made for my business. And it has paid me dividends throughout the years, literally. You know, creating a profitable email list is huge. And actually, in Better Sales Academy, I'm considering, I have a couple of lessons around email marketing, specifically around your freebies and your funnels, from your freebies to your offers. But I'm considering adding another part to this, because I've been getting a lot of questions about my emails. At the moment, I email my list around I think every other day, maybe like 3 times a week, 4 times a week, depending on what I feel like. And I've been getting a lot of questions around, you know, what is working for me, what isn't working. So if you yourself right now are thinking a lot about your sales strategy and you really feel like you want to go a lot deeper with your sales strategy, you need to be inside Better Sales Academy, which is my 4 months sales accelerator. You have 3 different tracks. This is a change that I made recently and I'm super excited about it because I had this feeling that not everyone needs the same level of support. Like, you know, feel it with me. Sometimes you want one-to-one support. Other times you want to be in a group, you want to be in a community, you want to hear what other questions people ask. And there will be times when you just want to learn by yourself. And I'll tell you now, I am a one-to-one person. Like, I will hire people to support me one-to-one. It's just who I am. If there will be a program, I'm going to ask if there's a VIP option. It's just who I've always been. Or I'm a course gal. I have bought a fair amount of courses and, you know, I've always learned. I've loved to just have access to things, especially with lifetime access. I'm a big believer in that. That's what I do, by the way, as well. You have access to Better Sales Academy. Any upgrades that I make in the future, you get access to everything. I don't gatekeep shit. If you want to basically go a lot deeper into your sales strategy, if you want to learn how to actually make sustainable, consistent sales every month, you need to be inside BSA. But anyway, there'll be a whole episode. I want to break down BSA the way I did in demand because I know that that's super helpful. And there's a lot to talk about when it comes to BSA because when it comes to sales is pretty freaking complex. It's not just like, oh, you do this one thing. The way I think about sales is that your sales strategy and process starts from the minute that you think about an offer, before you've even created it. And it ends when someone has entered your offer. That's it. So it's a pretty complex process. And it also includes a lot of mindset elements because I would say 50%, you know, it's a big assumption, but I would say probably like half of the problems that people have with sales comes from their mindset. This is why there's a decent chunk of mindset elements that I'm throwing into your sales strategy inside BSA, because I find that a lot of times people feel all sorts of ways about sales, which often will mean that they cannot be consistent. They're not able to sustain that. They give up when no one is buying. They are wavering and so on. So we go through all of that stuff, all of the scenarios, we cover all of it. But anyway, going back to my point, the idea is that you want to make sure that you are not just on Instagram or just on TikTok or just on YouTube. You want to be as smart as possible when it comes to your time and energy investment. So just focus on 1 to 2 platforms that you really feel pulled towards. But from there, it doesn't mean that you cannot repurpose. And I wish I had repurposed a lot earlier. That was my main point. Then we have number 4. I think it's number 4, isn't it? Oh my God, I think it's not. I think, oh no, it is. It is number 4. Number 4 is, I wish I had built automated funnels for my sales a lot faster. Again, you can see, again, there's a theme here. The theme is, I wish I had done a life first business earlier. I wish I hadn't felt and believed that I had to work so freaking hard every single month or to hire this huge team to have a successful business. And I wish I had set up things in a way that I basically teach people how to set up right now that I have all of this knowledge, now that I've made these mistakes, now that I've helped people with so many people in their businesses. So I wish I had built automated funnels for sales a lot faster, which means that I spent a fair amount of time, especially in the first couple of years of my business, creating sales manually rather than automatically. So here's a little secret for you, a little confession. I used to think that I wanted a fully passive business. I used to think, oh, I just want to sell courses. Like, I don't want to deal with any of that stuff. But then when I started doing that, I realized the fact that I actually like connecting with people and I like answering questions and I like to give advice and I like to just hear what people are going through. That really, like, as a projector, I have the need to respond to an invitation. For me, connecting with humans in a way that is very much, you know, within my own boundaries is so, so important. Like, I love a voice note in the DMs. I offer pretty much Q&A calls to every single program that I create and like bonuses where you can talk to me, not because I don't appreciate my time, not because I have all this like, you know, time to spare. It's just because that brings me joy. So my realization was that I didn't want to make passive sales, as in to sell passive products. What I wanted was automated sales where I didn't need to spend all day every day to make sales. Do you see what I mean? And there are so many ways to be building an automated funnel that gets people into your offer. But the simplest one, the easiest one, is just having a freebie. Having like a lead magnet that gets people into your email list, and then you sell them onto something, or you put them on a wait list, or you do something in there. Like, or even if you just warm them up and you don't sell directly, that will do so much for your business, I promise you. And it's something that I'm focusing on a lot, and I'm so happy with how it's going, and something that I really wish that I would have done earlier, okay? I'm hoping that this was super helpful for you, because honestly, I wish that I would have listened to this podcast episode 2 years ago, me having been in business for about 2 years, doing okay, and thinking, okay, what do I need now? Like, what do you need? Because it's so easy to think that you need more, that you need to launch more offers, that you need to get on, you know, you need to do more and more and more. But the reality is that a lot of times you actually need to do less, but better. That's the big secret. And then my final, what do we call it? Regret? Mistake, thing I wish I'd done differently, is closing programs too fast. And this one, I have to say, out of all of them, this is probably the one that I feel the most attached to. Like, I feel something around it. I think maybe this is the closest one where I have a little bit of regret. And that is because I know that I did that because I didn't fully trust myself early on in my business. For example, again, full transparency, and I don't think I would say this anywhere else apart from my podcast. Early on, I created a group program in February 2020, and it sold out very fast. I wanted to take on 8 people, I ended up taking 9 people in the end, and it was fantastic. It was a 3-month program, very like small, intimate groups, which is something that I love doing and I'm very proud of because I'm a big believer in support. And I ran it 3 times very successfully and I closed it down. And if you're gonna ask me why I closed it down, I'm not actually sure. Looking back, I think I was in this mindset that I had to do things better, differently. So what I did is I ended up creating another group program. And keep in mind, I had run this program, I had launched it 3 times, and I had sold it out every single time. So people already knew me for this program. And if you've been around for a long time, this is MBBA. No BS, Biz Accelerator. Because yes, back then we used to call everything Biz. So MBBA was basically a past me version of BSA. Because guess what? It was all about making sales with ease. It was all about setting up the business in a way that works for you. It was very much around mindset, strategy, and action. And I changed it and I created it into a slightly different program. And again, every iteration was better indeed. But I wish I had just stuck to the program that I had before because it was really freaking good. I actually went back through the trainings that I did in early 2020 and I was like, this was freaking awesome. But again, I wish I hadn't made decisions so early and so fast to just be like, okay, I'm done with this one. I'm just gonna, you know, create a new one. And then I remember when I created Badass Business School, which was like the 10x version of MBBA, I think that program took me probably like 100 hours to create, probably even more. And then I only launched it twice, and then I decided to close that one as well. And again, none of this came from a place of no one is buying, all this kind of stuff. It all came from a mindset, you know, place where I felt like it had to be different or it wasn't good enough and so on. And I wish I hadn't done that, to be honest, because my programs, and not to toot my own horn, but my programs have always been very good. I know people that are literally still using the resource that I gave them, like, you know, in 2020, in 2021, because they are timeless. I teach timeless sales and marketing, and where it's not timeless, I always update them and everyone gets lifetime access. So I wish I hadn't just been so rushed and again, thinking that for something to be better, it has to be a different thing. And again, in 2020, I launched an Instagram program. Specifically, it was called Insta Sales. I don't know if you have been part of Insta Sales, please send me a DM. I feel so old to say it now. And it was a really good program. But I think I launched it once and I did another promo another time and that was it. And the reason why I wish I hadn't really closed them ever, or just kind of upgraded them, is because I'm very good. Again, it sounds so big-headed when I like to say what I'm very good at this, but I am. I'm very good at creating hype. I'm very good at selling. I am really good at building awareness and building hype around things. So I had built really big offer and brand awareness around my offers. But I hadn't stuck to them. So whenever I would launch a new thing that was kind of a different variation of the same offer, I would start from scratch again. And you are too. If right now you're launching, you have 10 different offers, your life is going to be a lot harder than if you had 3 offers that everyone knew. Or even better, if you had 2 offers or 1 offers. One offer. Because it's simply a lot easier to build awareness and familiarity, which equals trust, which equals people wanting to buy, and authority as well, through something that people know. If you're always launching something new, there's going to be confusion in people's minds around like, oh, is this kind of similar? Is this the same? Like, what is this like? Do you see what I mean? So I really wish that I had stuck to the programs that I've created early on, and of course upgraded them, because I upgrade all my programs all the time. That's, you know, that's a thing that I do at least once a year. But I just really wish I would have stuck to them, because honestly, like, they were awesome and there was no need. And I did it from a place of thinking that, yeah, more is better, I have to do it differently, it's not good enough, and it simply is not true. So now I really am taking time to create any new offers, and I'm spending a lot of time and energy on making my current offers. And I'm talking here mostly about like programs. I'm talking, for example, in this case, In Demand and Better Sales Academy. Like, these things are not going anywhere. These are signature programs. I have a couple more in mind that I'm thinking about launching next year. And again, the reason why I'm not launching them right now, because I could literally be launching them, you know, say January, is because I don't want to rush it. Like, I want programs that I want to be selling for the next 5 to 10 years. That's how I feel. And you know, often when I think this, you know who I think about? You might know her, Amanda Francis. She's on Instagram, XO Amanda Francis. She is so good at selling programs that she has created years ago. And again, she's a big believer in, her programs are very much mindset related, majority of them. And she sells, like, I think, what's it called? Money Mentality Makeover, I believe, MMM. I think that program she literally launched in maybe like 2014. And she's still selling it. And she's had thousands of people go through it. And that's because she updates it all the time. And she makes it amazing. And people know it. Like, people know the program. Some people, I believe, even know the program, but don't necessarily know her too well. And that is literally the epitome of having brand awareness for your offers. And I'm just realizing now that I have literally been speaking for ages. But these are 5 things that I really want to share with you that I wish I had done differently. 5 lessons, regrets, mistakes, whatever you want to call them. But honestly, I'm really happy that I got to experience these things, because otherwise I wouldn't have been here sharing them with you. So I'm hoping you enjoyed them. Remember to share this with anyone that you think would find it useful. Tag me on Instagram, Claudia Manjak or Bold in Business. I'm around on both of them. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye. You've been listening to Bold in Business. If today's episode sparks something for you, share it with your audience or a friend who needs to hear it. And if you haven't already, please subscribe and leave us a review, because it really helps us to spread the message further. Check out the show notes for more ways to connect and all the details. And until next time, stay bold.